is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble. Surprise, surprise. I just found out that Mike Rivero and I are going to spend, not this hour, but the next hour together. That ought to be a blast. Hey, everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? How about blissed? I'm blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Friday, February 24th, 2012. We're broadcasting live from Studio A, AM modulation, 1140 on the dial. KHFX, Tall Talk of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, and KWTO, AM 560, the powerhouse of the Midwest. So link to all of our instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. If you're on that ladder, if you're on the roof, and you just can't write while you're up there, just visit usaprepares.com. There's a link to our instructors on the website. And I am slowly but surely posting podcasts on the website, usaprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vin Fennelli, participating in the largest classroom in preparedness in the United States of America. That's you. And at the controls at Republic Broadcasting, I think it's Manny. Is it Manny? I could hardly see you through the glass. Hey, looks good. I'm glad you're with us. And today, our class is focused on saving you money. And the junk man is in the studio with me. So we're going to talk about living off junk. Now, that's the name he uses. That's Bill Whaley. And he is an aircraft inspector, an airplane and helicopter pilot. He's an engineer. And Bill Whaley and I today are going to talk about how to save you money and building a wood gasification generator. So you can power your home generator or your car with the smoke from a wood fire. From Illinois, welcome Bill Whaley.
Thank you very much, Vince.
Hey, if you want to talk to us about this wood gasification, you can call us, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So for our new students, Bill, you were in the Vietnam War, and you learned how to make do with items that others might have left behind. You're always tinkering. You're never satisfied with things as they are. You're always looking for better ways and alternative ways of doing things. And, Bill, you confided in me that you are hypersensitive and you have a serious allergic reaction to wasting money.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So Bill Whaley is called the junk man. Bill, let's talk about wood gasification. Why don't we start out with what it is, and then let's go on to, you know, how it evolved and then the commercial applications of it and so forth. So we've got maybe a minute before the first break. Let's talk about what is wood gasification.
Wood gasification is nothing more than burning of a solid material and taking the gas off of it. That's all wood gasification. It's a paralysis, changing a solid into a gas.
So let me see if I've got this right. We're saying that if we burn wood, what comes out of the chimney is the wood gas.
Is a wood gas that it is burnable.
And so we can use that smoke and gas that's contained within the smoke to run a gasoline-type engine.
That is true. It could be a gas generator. It could be an automobile, any one of those.
Gasoline tractor?
Gasoline tractor.
I could mow my lawn with it?
Mm-hmm. If you can carry the unit around with you, you can get your lawn cut.
So this is probably not something that we'd want to do for convenience sake, but it's certainly, if you don't have gasoline, this might be a great way to go. I'm Vin Fennelli in the studio, Bill Whaley, all the way from Illinois, here in Missouri. We're going to talk about how to power your gas-powered generator, your gas-powered car, from smoke. We'll be right back.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraBim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality, your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terrabim.com. That's TerraBim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraBim, the best supplements on earth.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is USAPrepares.com. Classroom reaches 7 states on a clear day, 8, sometimes 9, broadcasting worldwide on the internet, republicbroadcasting.org, talkstreamlive.com, newstalk560.com, and others. And joining our broadcast classroom already in session at KHFX AM 1140, Tall Talk of Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, is KWTO AM 560. Hey, looking good, Gary. We'll see you at the meetup tonight. I'm so glad you're going to be there. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, right after class tonight. So that's 5:30 tonight. And we're going to give away free tickets to our meetup attendees in class. So if you'd like to get free tickets to the expo, which is April 28th and 29th, we'll see you at the meetup, and we'll give you some tickets. And attendance is free. So if you'd like to have dinner with us, you may. It's available at $5.99. Tonight we're going to talk about how to build a wood gasification unit from junk to power your gasoline generator, your car if in an emergency or if fuel's not available. And John Reagan, he's going to be there to talk about the financial state of the union. Hopefully we'll have time for everything tonight, but we're going to talk about wood gasification for sure. And those that want to exhibit at the expo, if you're interested, come to the meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30, and we're glad to talk. By the way, oh, Tom Taylor, he's one of our USAPrepares.com students. He's got a comedy hypnosis show in Springfield, Missouri, and he's given me 10 tickets to give away. So if you'd like one of the tickets to his comedy show, his comedy hypnosis, send me an email. Go to USAPrepares.com, and send us an email from there telling us that you'd like to go to the comedy show. That's March 16th, Friday, March 16th, 9 p.m. And we'll pick some winners, and we've got 10 to give away. So if you'd like, we'd be glad to pick winners, and hopefully you'll get some tickets. And if you'd like free tickets to the expo, just send us an email and just say expo so we know which tickets you're looking for, and we'll pick two winners every day for the expo. And that's two pairs of tickets, 2 days for each ticket. Bill Whaler's with me. We're talking about junk and how to power your vehicle, your generator, with smoke that comes out of a wood stove. Bill, let's talk about it. So wood gasification is burning wood, burning coal, and the smoke is used as the fuel, correct?
That is correct. It's okay. Paralysis.
Okay, let's take us from there. And so can you describe this system? What does it look like? What does a wood gasification unit look like? If I want to build one, what am I going to need, and what's it going to look like? And let's just go through detail, because we've got plenty of time to do that during this segment.
Well, in order to build one, before we get into it, let me give you a quick synopsis of what wood gasification is. If you would take a wood match and light it, as it chars, you will notice a space between the wood of the match itself and the bottom of the flame. Mm-hmm. That's where your gasification is being produced, and that's what's burning.
So the flame is really the gasification of the wood.
That's all it is.
So instead of lighting a fire with that wood, we could use that to run a piston engine.
Correctly.
Yeah.
If you want to simplify that, Vince, if you would take a 55-gallon drum, fill it a third of the way full of 1-inch by 1-inch blocks or even 2x4s,
sit
it up on concrete blocks, punch a hole in the top of this lid in the center, and light a fire under it. The minute that blue gas or the blue smoke starts coming out of there, reach over and light that. That's gasification.
So we could do lots of things with that as a fuel.
Exactly. You could run anything.
All right, so let's talk about – Let's do that then. Let's take a minute and talk about historically, how was this used? When was it used?
Actually, all the research that I've done shows it starting around 1798 in Europe, and they was using it for cooking and for lights. And later on, factories started using it when it got steam engines so they could start producing steam in their factories and that. That went on until 1859. When they found oil in Pennsylvania, and then, of course, the petroleum industry stepped in. Mm-hmm. It kind of fell to the wayside, except Korea was using it in 1970, and they was using charcoal to operate their taxis with it.
Well, it sounds to me like the reason that this gasification was used as a fuel is because they didn't have an alternative.
At that time, they didn't.
Right. So it's what you're saying is if you could have this gas that you could pipe or plumb to the end use of it, you've got a pretty neat way of creating heat at the end of a piece of pipe through
that
a flame.
That is correct.
Or through an explosion as in an internal combustion engine.
That is correct.
Okay. So
you could be self-sustaining that way.
Now, Bill, you've been to my house. You've been to my farm, and you have seen our outdoor wood furnace. It's, to describe it, it looks like a steel storage shed, maybe 5 feet wide, maybe 6 feet deep. It's got a great big firebox and a stainless steel chimney that goes out the back and up. Chimney's 13 feet tall. It's probably 10 inches in diameter. And so the unburned smoke that just goes into the atmosphere now, are you saying that not only can I continue heating my house with that, I could plumb that into a generator and run a generator from that unburned smoke?
That is correct. All you'd have to do with that is plumb it to where you cool the temperature down and run it through a filter to get rid of the creosote and soot and ashes, and you can use it in any combustible engine.
Okay. So let me make sure I'm clear on this. If I had, let's say, an 8-horsepower, single-cylinder, 5,000-watt gasoline-powered generator, I could use it as a gasoline-powered generator, or I could hook it up without using any gasoline whatsoever, none, not a drop, none, and run that generator on this smoke.
That is correct.
But I have to filter the smoke.
You have to filter it and cool it down.
Okay, so why don't we take a few minutes then? I mean, this is intriguing, don't you think? I mean, here I'm letting that smoke get away.
You're letting money go away.
Okay, well, I'm allergic to that. So let's talk about. Okay, so we've got this design in our minds. It's a wood stove, and once we have the smoke, how do we filter it so that we can put it into our engine?
There again, you can go as elaborate as you want, but Vince, you know me. I do not like to spend money, and I like to use all the junk I can.
Okay.
I can use straw to filter it with.
Huh. Do you have to worry about the straw catching on fire?
No, because it's cool off before it gets to the filter.
Okay, so that's why you cool it. Okay, so you have some kind of an air-to-air heat exchanger to take the heat out of the smoke, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Once you take it out, it will go through a filter. Now, you can use a water filter, which is nothing more than a 5-gallon plastic bucket.
Uh-huh.
And I can filter the water that way to catch the ash, and then go through another straw filter to make sure none got through, to make sure it got clean gas.
Now, and when you say gas, you don't mean gasoline. You mean a vapor.
A vapor.
Okay. So now we have, when you talk about a bucket, a 5-gallon bucket with water, we're talking about a bubbling type of a filter, correct?
Basically, that's all you're doing. It'll bubble up through the water and catch any ash and soot that may be in the heated gas that will rise.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to catch all we can to keep it out of the engine.
And now that water that is in that filter is going to get filthy and black, correct?
That is correct.
And that's going to be creosote.
That is correct.
And we can use that on the bottom of our fence posts.
You can do that too. Now you're catching on, Vince.
since we're allergic to wasting anything, okay. So now we can treat our fence posts with a product that's hard to buy, which is creosote. Okay. Now, so this smoke, we've cooled it off, we've filtered it. What changes do we have to make to an internal combustion engine? And let's just stay with that single cylinder, 8-horsepower. Standard type of portable home generator. What changes do we have to make so that
none.
That will...
None.
Can you say that again?
None.
No changes. So just plumb that smoke that's been cooled off and filtered and just pipe that into our generator, into the air intake.
Correctly.
Pull the rope starter, and it's going to run.
Prime it to get it started.
Okay.
Because it'll take a while for the smoke to actually get to the carburetor.
Okay.
So prime it with starting fluid. Once it cranks over, it'll pull the smoke through it, and you're on your way.
Okay. So a can of starting fluid just to get it started. I guess you're talking about a squirt or so inside the air intake that we fabricated. Wow. That's pretty cool. Huh. I'm Vin Finelli, Bill Whaley. We're talking about wood gasification. We're talking about substituting wood smoke for gasoline to power a home generator. And I've seen pictures where you can put one of these things on your truck and run a gas-powered truck on wood smoke. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about wood gasification, and we're talking about powering your generator for simplistic purposes on the broadcast so we can describe it. But you can... According to Bill Whaley, you can run a car, a truck, a gas-powered tractor on the smoke that comes out of the burning from a wood stove. And, Bill, let's talk about what kind of fuels we can use, and then let's talk about actually constructing one of these, okay?
Okay.
Do I have to use wood, or can I use other types of biomass that's combustible?
Any type of biomass you can use. You can
straw,
wood chips.
Uh-huh.
You can use your wood pellets.
Uh-huh.
You use walnut hulls. You can use sawdust mixed with your wood chips so it don't pack in there. Any biomass, we use switchgrass.
Mm-hmm.
Any of that stuff that is burnable will produce a gas.
Okay. So to make this easy to understand, through radio, we're really talking about burning fuel, wood, in a container like a wood stove, and piping off that smoke, and then filtering the particles out of that smoke through either grass, through straw or some other filter medium, water, so that we take out the contaminants and we leave the gas, and then we use that gas plumbed into the intake through the carburetor of a generator. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
If you want to put that on your tractor, though, Vince, you can build a two-way fuel valve for the intake so you can run multi-fuel gasoline or wood gasification.
Now, I'd have to have, to run my tractor, if, you know, when I go out on the tractor, I spend hours and hours and hours. So how long would I be able to run my tractor on a wood gasification system that's built out of a 55-gallon drum?
A fuel tube is what dictates what size engine you're going to run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a 16-inch long by a 4-inch diameter fuel tube will run 8 hours alone.
8 hours?
8 hours.
Now, how much wood am I going to have to put in this 55-gallon drum to run 8 hours?
And you only have to put it into the fuel fire tube, which is only 4 inches diameter and 16 inches long.
Wow. Well, let's convert this to something that I can understand. If I had a wood gasification system running an automobile, how much fuel would I need to go how far?
Now, according to all the statistics that I've already run through and beat on the numbers as much as I could beat on them, you can get 300 miles out of 50 pounds of wood.
300 miles out of 50 pounds. And gasoline weighs?
6 pounds a gallon.
6 pounds per gallon. And if a typical vehicle, this sounds quite efficient.
It's very efficient. It's another form of hydrogen gas is what it is.
Man, oh man. Are there any downsides to this? I mean, am I going to destroy my engine?
There is a downside to it. If you don't filter the gas completely, mm-hmm. what will happen, your valves will start growing until they finally lock up.
Uh-huh.
So filtering is a big deal about this. That's one thing you have to be, I'm going to say, mad about.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have the cleanest gas you can possibly get.
And you're talking about gas vapor.
Gas vapor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So if I do filter it properly, if I filter it with water, and I'll tell you, if I were doing it, it would probably be a final water filter, straw probably first, maybe wood chips or something like that. I'd probably filter it 3 or 4 times. I did all that, would I have engine life degradation over gasoline?
Over a period of time, it's like any fuel you use, including gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
Your engine will finally start wearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any other fuel.
Mm-hmm.
For example, back in World War II, when GM, Ford, and Mercedes-Benz built these mm-hmm. units, they were getting 100,000 miles out of those engines then. That was back in World War II.
Well, 100,000 miles back then would probably be like 400,000 miles today.
Exactly.
Because those engines, well, maybe 200,000, but those engines didn't last anywhere near as long.
Exactly.
As the modern engines do. Okay, so the downside is the carbon in the combustion chamber. The upside is if we don't have gasoline, we can run our gasoline engines.
You sure can. You can run your generators.
If you've got a question, if you think this is intriguing, we're taking your calls. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Bill Whaley, the Junk Man. We'll be right back.
USAPrepares.com now offers Berkey water filters, the same water filters that USAPrepares.com instructors and their families use. USAPrepares.com has the lowest prices because they buy in large quantities and pass on the savings to their class. Berkey water filters, supplies, and Berkey sport bottles available right now at USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I guess it's our turn. I'm discussing wood gasification in class with Bill Welling. We're talking about building a wood-powered generator using your existing generator, or if you buy one, and running it off the smoke. Bill Welling is in the studio with me, and he's going to be at the meetup tonight, and that's at Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, 5:30, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. and you can ask him all the questions you could possibly have about wood gasification and how it would work. And also, John Reagan will be there, and he'll be available to discuss the financial state of the union. He was on the air with us this week. Also, Tom Taylor's got the Comedy Hypnosis Show, which is on March 16th, Friday. If you'd like a ticket, I've got 10 of them. Just send me an email. Just go to usapreparers.com, and there's a place where you can send an email, and we'll pick 10 winners. So if you'd like a free ticket, that's in Springfield, Missouri. We'll be glad to give you a ticket. It's 9 o'clock, March 16th, Friday, 9 p.m., and it's a ticket for the Comedy Hypnosis Show. Also, if you would like free tickets for the Get Prepared Expo, April 28th and 29th, we're giving away two pairs of tickets for 2 days of the show every day. So just send me an email. Go to usapreparers.com. Make sure we know which tickets you'd like, okay? Jim in Missouri, you're on with me and Bill Whaley. Jim, go ahead.
Hello. Yes, I had a question for Bill and one for Vince before I go off there. As I'm understanding the process, visualize, if you will, bit of a collection of wood with an ignition and basically in a neutral environment, okay? No wind. So there is a pile of wood burning and a plume of smoke going straight up. This is correct. And then if you apply a small wind, that stream of smoke going straight up, the hydrogen gas that's being produced from the burning wood is taking one path. The heat is taking maybe a slight path, a slight bend in the wind, and the smoke is taking another path. Am I correct in visualizing this?
No, I don't think so.
Bill?
No. Actually, the better way to look at this, if you would light a wooden match and hold it horizontally, if you notice there's a space between the bottom of the flame and the top of the wood,
mm-hmm.
That's the gas being produced off the gasifying part of that match, off that charcoal. Because in gasification of paralysis, there's 20% hydrogen, there's 20% carbon monoxide, there's a small amount of methane gas in it, and there's 50 to 60% of nitrogen. Those all combine and travel the same route. The gasification paralysis is done inside of a 55-gallon drum that is controlled environment, how much air is into it, how much wind's into it. So it's not just an open burning. It's in a controlled environment. You more or less say a vacuum system.
Okay. Yeah, I'm following you here. I'm trying to determine. Okay, so thing I was thinking, the hydrogen is existing between the fuel and the flame head in that visualization. So
it is.
Okay, so the idea then is to heat the fuel wood to the point that it smokes but does not burn.
Actually, it is burning. It's the same thing as the match. When you strike that match, that wood starts to burn, turn to char.
Mm.
It starts producing all those gases.
Mm.
Like I said, the space between the bottom of that fuel and the top of your wood match is where that gas is being produced, and it all joins together as one gas.
Okay.
It is another form of hydrogen gasification. That is true.
Mm.
But it's also known as syngas, biogas, wood gasification, town gas. It goes along to 1789. It goes all the way back to, so it's been called a lot of things.
A lot of history. Yeah, I've seen some interesting things on the internet about that as well. The thinking in the vehicle model with the trip, I'm thinking in say a 4-cylinder or 8-cylinder motor, how much volume of fuel would do you need, and have you been able to come up with any math to simulate the process there as far as flow rates? Because hydrogen is a difficult gas to manage, to see, to and so forth and so on, clear, so forth.
Jim, the numbers that Bill Whaley gave us during the broadcast, 50 pounds of fuel wood fuel. Now, that would be, you know, that's not wet wood. That's dried out wood. Would get us about 300 miles on average. So we're looking at 6 miles per pound of wood. Another way of looking at that, there's simple arithmetic involved here. A gallon of gasoline weighs 6 pounds. And if you can get 6 pounds of wood or 6 pounds of gasoline to go 36 miles, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, so, we're getting to the point where this process could start to compete with liquid fuels on a cost basis.
Yeah, the inherent problems that I see are you cannot, if you're late for work, you just can't run out and turn the ignition and hit the gas pedal and go. You're going to have to fire this, you know, this wood combustion, so that you've got your gas. It's probably going to take. Well, let me ask Bill. How long will it take? If I say I want to go right now, how long? When will I be able to?
It'll take you between 5 and 10 minutes to get it fired up.
Okay. Now say that our morning trip is going to be 60 miles. Can we go out and start out on conventional fuel, generate heat in the vehicle such to at some point be able to switch over?
You sure?
Let me ask a question. Let me add to that. Are you talking about using heat from the exhaust manifold, that kind of, you know, heat in the process of making this gasification work?
If it's sufficient.
I haven't used exhaust that way.
Did I lose you guys?
I haven't experimented with that yet. But you can use multi-fuels. For example, let's just say you put it on the front of your farm tractor. You can plumb it into the intake of your carburetor with a valve where you can shut the syngas off or wood gas fire off. You can shut that off and continue running on regular gasoline. Or the opposite way around. You can start it up on gasoline, run for a while, and once you got your gasifier up and running, then you can just open the valve and start running on syngas.
Now, as far as the process whereby we're keeping the wood fuel cell, basically, in a standby situation, can it be temperature lowered such that it's can be up and ready to maximize its output within, say, 5 minutes? Can it be in a standby position, say, if we're talking about traveling to a work site and being there for 6-8 hours and then being able to 10-15 minutes be able to go again?
Let's just say you travel to your work site of 60 miles and you're parking for the day, you're going to be there 8 hours, 10 hours. You'll have to shut the unit completely down and then start it back up when you leave in the evening.
Okay. So
because what will happen, you will build gas in there. You can build enough that you can create a fire with it or can blow the lid off of it.
Okay.
What you've done is you started a fire inside a combustion chamber, if you will, this fuel vessel, and you're making smoke. So think of it, you know, it's like a wood stove, and it's burning. So, you know, the it seems like the inherent problems with this, and I'm not saying that we should discount this. I'm saying we should pursue it because if gasoline is not available and diesel is not available, the alternative is awful. So if we do have a method of running our internal combustion reciprocating motion engines, this sounds like, you know, a way to pull it off.
Yeah, it does. At least a low tick alternative, because if we can get hydrogen to a point sourcing it from basically lumber. Now, you know, we'd want to be careful in dealing with it and so forth, but if we could at some point come up with some way to, you know, that's useful gas, no matter how you use it.
Well, you know, Jim, in Missouri, I have this outdoor wood furnace, and if you look on the internet, you will see pictures of why people should not be using them, and they'll show these huge plumes of smoke coming out. And actually, it's a lot of condensation in, you know, cold mornings when you fire up the wood stove with after running the firebox, you know, almost empty overnight, and you fill it up with wood, and there is a lot of smoke, but there's a lot of moisture in that smoke. It's a lot of white smoke, but boy, if I could use that instead of wasting it, what a great way to go.
Yes. And I've seen your site. I am online.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, you've raised some really good points. You've asked some great questions. Are you listening on KWTO?
I am, sir. And matter of fact, if you recall, I lent you a catalog. I didn't know you very well at the time, and I probably would have thought better of it now. But
are you coming to the meetup tonight?
That's the intention.
Great. I'll bring the catalog.
Outstanding. And I intend to see you there, and I'm maybe be able to bring a couple of new faces.
Wonderful. Jim, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for your effort, Vince, and definitely love your program. And we're really a little farther along in the process. You don't know how far we've fallen, but we're definitely tuned in, and you guys are just don't know how we value you out here. Thanks
hey,
so
Jim?
Much. Yes.
Another thing you may want to look at, we deal in a lot of types of gases and hydrogen gas. I run a hydrogen water generator in my pickup truck, and I've gone from 14 miles to a gallon of gas to 25 miles to a gallon of gas by running water. So there's another gas out there you can use to ease the burden of having to buy all the gasoline all the time. And we've already done all those already.
We hope to trade contact information with YouTube. You're going to be at the meetup tonight.
I sure am.
Yeah, we're intending to make a further study of this.
Looking forward to meet you. Thank you.
Jim, thanks so much.
We'll bring along who else we can bring.
Thanks so much.
Have a better one, Vince.
You too. We've got a call. We've got some calls stacked up, Bill. Arkansas, Ray, you're on with Bill Whaley.
Hello, Vince.
Hey.
Great show. I enjoy listening to your program. I always learn something new, and it's good to be able to kind of pick and choose and follow along with someone who's like-minded. This gasification process has me really interested because I have a small place way out in the country that I would like to be completely, totally off the grid and be able to run a generator to keep it up. Now, I'm a metal fabricator by trade. Been one for 35 years. So I've got some kind of questions here, you know, as to any special materials are required, and I've heard you speak about a 55-gallon drum, attainable most anywhere. I don't know if I'd want to be driving around with that in the back of my pickup truck, but...
No, we understand that. Now, this, you know, there's a lot of engineering that that needs to evolve from these designs, but from what Bill has shown me in a publication, these designs have been around, and they were commercially available from Mercedes, Ford, and General Motors. I mean, these are factory production items. This isn't wishful science. This is something that really happened. And, you know, the necessity is the mother of invention. So in Europe, when they didn't have gasoline, which we controlled during World War II, they had to use other sources. So we need to figure out better ways of doing this. But from my perspective, when I look outside my my farm window and I see the smoke coming out of my wood stove, man, oh, man, if I could use that to run a generator in emergency purposes, you know, for emergency purposes, and I don't have gasoline or diesel, or if I do have diesel, why would I want to use it for that? I'd rather use the diesel for a tractor.
Is the technology or the have the details been worked out to be able to do that?
Yes, they have, and Bill will verify that. We're going into a break, but go ahead, Bill. We've got a few seconds.
Yeah, that has been done. In fact, it goes all the way back before World War II. Germans used it because we controlled all the petroleum, and Europe used them, Australia's used them. In fact, all the way up till 1970, Korea used them in their charcoal-powered taxi cabs.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a link on our website during the commercial break. And so if you want to see it, you can look at it. And I'll put it right on page one. I'll put a link so you can look at wood gasification right on page one, okay? USAPrepares.com.
I'd love to do that, and I will. I'm looking at your website right now. Are there any special materials involved, and can you use, like, stainless steel or something like that? And can you use charcoal?
Stand by. We're going to answer that question on the other side of this break. Bill Whaley, Vin Finelli, talking about wood gasification causing all kinds of people to tune in and listen up. Great stuff, Bill Whaley. We'll be right back.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I was typing as fast as I could. I put a link on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. And if you look at page one, you'll see an American flag. There's a link that says wood gas generator. And it works. Okay, so that's how you can find some more information about wood gasification. Ray had some questions about our special meet up tonight. Meet up tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. Bill Whaler's going to be there. He's going to be talking about wood gasification and wood generation of power through wood gases, how to do it, how to build it, more examples. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner, Sunshine and Glenstone, 5:30 tonight. I'm going to be a little bit late. I've been asked to do a fill-in for John Stadtmiller, who he asked me if I could stand in for him on the first hour of his program. So Mike Rivero and I are going to be having fun for the next hour after this one, taking over the National Intel Report. So Mike Rivero, Vin Finelli, having fun with you. And we're finishing up with Bill Whaley. Are any special materials needed, Bill, to build one of these?
Well, of course, Vince, you know me. I hate to spend money. But if you got the finances and you want to go buy all that fancy stuff, you can do that. But I can build all these things out of junk.
Okay, so the bottom line is, if we want to build one, we can use a 55-gallon drum. We can use scrap. There's no special materials that are needed, except it sure would be nice to have that fire basket be out of stainless steel, right?
Actually, the grate, fire grate that goes in the bottom on the fire tube,
yeah,
it's made out of stainless steel, but it's a mixing bowl.
Yeah, like when you say mixing bowl, you're talking about like a spaghetti strainer?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's what we made it out of. Vince, you know I don't like to spend money.
Well, that's great. I love it. And it probably lasts quite a while, and it won't get too hot because you're doing a lot of smoldering, right?
That's basically all you're doing.
So do you think, okay, how long would it last, Bill, this 55-gallon steel drum? And I've, you know, you can get them out here in where I live out in Missouri for $15.
Exactly.
You get a real nice one with a strap that holds the lid on.
Yeah.
For $15.
It'll last you 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Great. Tim in West Virginia, you're on with Bill Whaley, me, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We got to go fast.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Vin and Bill. I had several questions, but we're out of time. You need to get Stadtmiller to give you 2 hours, Vin. Your stuff's too interesting for 1 hour.
Anyway, questions. I'm a one-hour guy. I really am. I am a farmer. I am not a broadcaster. And you may think this is real easy for me. This is not.
Well, you do a wonderful job, and your subjects are so interesting, they just merit 2 hours. Couple quick questions because we're out of time. Bill Whaley, is that Whaley?
Yes, and there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com.
Okay, and does he have a website, or does he offer schematics or any information? Because unfortunately, I live in West Virginia, and I can't go to Ziggy's tonight.
Well, West Virginia is a great place, but his phone number is on the website, usaprepares.com. Bill Whaley.
Okay, and one last piece of advice to you. I hear the music playing, but there's a great way to save your fence post for 50 to 70 years if you want to take the time. If you char the subterranean part over a fire, they'll never rot.
Hey, make sure you call back, Tim. You've got some great suggestions from West Virginia. We'll see you on Monday, and we'll meet you at Ziggy's tonight.
Thank you.
Gotta be cool on Wall Street when your index is low.